We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Bart Winkler Show. We are on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream live after the Bucks beat the Miami Heat, live after the Bucks win their group B, I think. I don't remember, of the in-season tournament. They advance to the knockout round quarterfinal game. Should be in Milwaukee next week, Monday or Tuesday. I hope to have the details on that. And then if they win that game, they go to Vegas. How about it? The Milwaukee Bucks in this in-season tournament. I went to the first game against the Knicks. Okay, it was a little different. Then they beat up on some teams. They beat up on Charlotte, ran up the score. Okay, you know, we're still long playing this thing. Then they beat the Wizards in a game that looked a little like they might not win that game. Okay, well, whatever. And now this is when it started to feel a little different. This felt like a playoff game. I don't care if you agree with me or not. I think you do. And I'm going to treat it like a playoff game, certainly, because when I do playoff post-game shows, they have sucked. The Bucks have let me down. The Brewers have let me down. The Packers have let me down. The playoff shows are supposed to be the shows that are popping, right? And that's not been the case, okay? That's not been the case. So we're treating these like the playoffs. And plus, there is some kind of playoff performance to it. I will try to catch up on everything in terms of scheduling and what they got next and how things are shaking out with some of these other guys and other teams playing. But it did come down to the Bucks were going to need a win to, I think, advance. There might have still been some hope on the wild card, but likely they needed a win since the Celtics had run up the score and there was a lot of that going on this evening. 131 to 124. Get some stats out of the way first. Giannis and Lillard. You know that game? What was the game the other night where Giannis and Lillard, was it Lopez too, where three guys had 30 points? And that was the first time that's ever happened in Bucks history. That seems wild to me that it would be the first time. But it can happen when these guys are putting up numbers. Giannis again, 10 boards, 33 points, 10 of 13 from the line, some big ones late. Lillard, 32 points, 10 of 10 from the line. He is just so good, including what may have been the actual hammer in this game, the dagger, if you will, when they called a foul on Lillard, Richardson in the backcourt, and then Spoelstra was pissed, so he got a tech. That's your guy, Emig. That's your guy. I don't see Adrian Griffin getting bad techs in playoff games. I don't see that happening. Plus, Adrian Griffin now, who many still pretend to want fired, still undefeated 4-0 all time in tournament play. You guys can join the Dan Shaney stream if you would like, whether it is in the comments or whether it is on the actual video of your face. Cameron says, who doesn't love some in-season tourney action? I know I do. A lot of comments here about CM Punk. He's back, so you can't do the comments anymore is a distraction. He's back. Brian says they barely won with Butler and Hero out. Nothing to celebrate. Oh, don't be a hater. Do not be a hater. This is a playoff atmosphere. Bam took over. Bam took over. What did Duncan Robinson do? You knew Duncan Robinson would have a big night. Played him in DraftKings. 13 points. Although I had to stop. I didn't win, but I had to stop because my DraftKings is like two plays ahead of my fucking TV. DirecTV has gotten slower. Like, streaming is faster than DirecTV these days. I do not get it. Drew says, clutch performance down the stretch. Great to see Chris back on the court making shots. Yeah, he was out for a while. Came back in. Really helped seal it. Bucks in Sace. What was your name again?
Garrett.
Garrett.
Yep.
I was going to say Jeff. Not close. I'll bring you in and then Q.
No, he's not.
All right.
Wow.
Not Jeff, you first, Garrett. What's up?
Miami games, I don't know. We could be up 50 on Miami, and I still won't feel comfortable. It's just – but, hey, we won. That's all that matters. So, it's
Are you feeling the exhilaration of the in-season tournament?
Hey, It was a little bit, yeah. I'm just like
this felt different. There's no doubt about it. I don't know. I mean, it's good. This stupid thing is working, and it pisses me off. But it's good.
Hey, it is working, and so yeah. I don't know what it is, but yeah, I was getting because this offseason, I'm like, oh, it's just gonna be a stupid thing. But hey, I was gonna say you had me at the edge of my seat and such, so it was.
I think what worked the most for me is I didn't. Why it worked the most is because I didn't want to not be a part of it. I just didn't want to lose. I don't know that I'm like as a fan chasing the in-season tournament crown. I just don't want to not be a part of it.
Yeah.
Q, I know you've been at both games, right? Like me?
No, I missed the one on Friday.
Okay, I thought so because I was looking at your, I was sitting high, so I was trying to find you in your seats and I didn't see you.
Yeah, we donated our seats for that game and went to the Sunday game instead. Oh. But I'm pumped. So we didn't because the Knicks won. We did not need to win to get into the tournament. We would have got the wild card. But we now will play the Knicks next Tuesday at home because they got the wild card. And then whoever wins that game will move on to Las Vegas on the 7th and 9th. So I think that's Thursday and Saturday. So
do we know if we're playing Monday or Tuesday yet?
I would assume it's Tuesday, but you're right. It could be Monday.
Because so the next batch of games, the quarters will be Monday and Tuesday. Then the semis in Vegas, there's going to be a game at 4 Central and then 8 Central on Thursday. And then the championship would be on Saturday. I don't work a lot, but next week I am working Monday and Thursday. So I'm so committed to this in-season tournament. I don't want to be on CBS when I want to be doing an in-season tournament post-game show. And I'm already thinking ahead. If they get to the final, maybe there's like a 1% chance I try to sneak to Vegas. That ain't happening. But if they go to the final, I think I'm just going to do a live watch stream the whole night get drunk on the stream.
Hey. That would be pretty fun.
I was going to say, like, get Deer Districts filled, like, for the championship, for the in-season tournament championship. Just get Deer District filled and such. Just get everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I know it'll be cold, but
yeah,
well, it would be great. What do we have for the Deer District in the final? 60,000? If we could just, like, get 60.
Oh. It's not going to happen in 40-degree weather.
Maybe that would have to be a Winklerverse get-together. If they're in the final Saturday night.
That would be pretty fun.
We got to do something. It's the in-season tournament. I am wearing the shirt that we got game one. No shirts game two. I will tell you, Q, I don't know if you've tried this or not, but they are a size large. So when I first got it, where'd Garrett go? When I first got it, it was tight, but it fit over the shirt. This is the no shirt has ever shrunk as much as this shirt. I've got a massive, here's Garrett. I've got a massive pouch going. I have a motivation now. My goal is to fit into this shirt.
No, that shirt is now
because the shrinkage on this.
Yeah. So I had the same thing. I wore it this weekend.
It's tight. And
I think, what size is that? A large or an XL?
A large.
Yeah. So I like normal larges are a little baggy.
I'm so glad we won tonight.
It's the new Bart Winkler Show mascot, Belly.
Yeah.
I only do this to motivate myself.
But I like Garrett's point on Chris. It was great to have Chris in there closing out the games, hitting. Like, I had switched it back to the Bally feed. He was faster than the cameraman. Like, I don't know what happened on that.
Yeah.
When there was 2 seconds left on the shot clock and he made it. It was really fun. TNT had all the scores on top of the screen so you could see what was going on.
I noticed one thing I kind of noticed. Well, maybe, I don't know. I mean, I think because at first they had a couple, but I think once the other game started, they had all of them on there and such. So,
yeah, it would have been cool if they had like the differentials on there,
like a live really table.
Yeah.
Well, what'd you guys think of Shaq? Why was Shaq there? That was great.
Yeah, that was
that was awesome.
Why was he there?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Man. This is his first, or maybe he's done games in the past. I haven't realized it, but to my knowledge, this is his first TNT game, but maybe he's done some in the past. I just probably forgot.
I mean, I don't know if he was getting like recognized by the Heat for like an anniversary or something, but it was fun to hear him talking about Giannis's game all night. I actually like the WNBA player Candace Parker that they have on set. I think she's pretty interesting when she fills in for him.
Sure. I have an announcement about Happy Place Hemp, and then I'll read some comments. We were so stoned out of our minds, we all forgot to do a Black Friday sale. So we're doing it right now. 30% off with promo code BORT. So if you've gotten gummies there, tinctures or whatever, the THC, CBD, CBN, all of that stuff, happyplacehemp.com, the promo code BART still works. That always works. If you're used to that, you get 25% off always. But if you turn that A into an O, this week you'll get 30% off the promo code BORT. So remember, happyplacehemp.com. It's good for the rest of the week. So get it in before December hits and get those orders and get them in your cart and get that order done. Maybe some early stocking stuffers for Christmas, perhaps. Promo code BORT, happyplacehemp.com. Some comments. Henny God, these games are good for playoff prep. Andrew says, that was a fun game. Happy we didn't spot the opponent a 25-point lead today. Jason says, couldn't watch the Bucks. Marquette was on. Marquette is playing a shit team today. There's no one's as big of a Marquette fan that you're watching that game over the Bucks if you like the Bucks even at all.
Yeah.
Zach wants to talk about Jackson Churio, an article that the Brewers want to get a long-term extension with him. Obviously, we are all for that. Some positive comments about K Mids. Some people asking if they can listen to my Jim Rome show. I don't think they podcast those, and also they didn't give me the Jim Rome, like, this is the Jim Rome show, here's Bart Winkler, and so it didn't really feel like I did it, so it kind of didn't count. Anthony says defense still trash. Middleton big shots down the stretch. Damon GA another 30 piece, good win. DL Graber says, I promised myself I wasn't going to get emotional tonight, but here I go. I was pacing.
Yeah,
I was straight pacing.
I was up standing in front of my TV.
I was doing the same thing. Yeah, I'm like, okay, I can't sit down at all. It's like, I was walking in different rooms. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just. Well, so, I also too. Well, hopefully, I mean, I don't know what the extent of it is. I know, obviously, they said Pat went out with the right ankle sprain, but
Pat went out.
Yeah, but knock on wood, it didn't look too bad. I mean, he was walking off his own power. I mean, but I mean, obviously everybody else stepped off on the bench and such. So when he went out, so which is what we needed.
Well, that gave AJ Green some run, but he wasn't making it happen. Then that gave Andre Jackson some run, and he had some big threes. So we'll see what the update is.
That bank three was hilarious.
That was.
And then his second one, I don't even, it bounced like straight up in the air and then went in.
Yeah.
It was like watching a YMCA shooter hitting shots.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm going to bring in Austin.
Austin.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Is my connection decent this time or what?
Yeah, what'd you do? Buy on the internet?
Yep. Reran whatever
re-ran
I had
the wires
to do.
For the house.
So,
and because
all
it's,
through.
Because it's the in-season tournament, we'll celebrate and go five wide.
Whoa.
I've got Q, Garrett, Austin, Tony in Texas.
I got a question for the group here.
What is up?
All right, Q, go ahead with your question.
Are we cheering for Boston versus the Pacers in the other side of the bracket so that we can get a rematch with them next week?
No, I don't want to play Boston any more than we need to. So there's a chance we play them five fucking times this year?
Yeah, so if they beat the Pacers host them next week. And if we win and Boston wins, we'd play them in Las Vegas.
Absolutely not.
I'm cheering for Boston. I want to play them.
I'm with Q.
It would be at a neutral site.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
their racist fans couldn't do anything against us there in Las Vegas.
Yeah, they.
Oh, hey, Tony.
Why you say my name, Q?
I just noticed you were here. I'm sorry.
Oh, thanks for that introduction, pal.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, Bart, did you cut me off the Rome show? Was that you or your producer?
No, I didn't know that you had more to say. So I said thanks for the call.
I was just curious. That was it.
Did you have more to say?
A little bit, but it's no biggie.
Oh, I didn't know because Jake had called in, and I was gonna cut Jake off, and then he was like, all right, clearly he was
right out of
So Jake, I think Jake had a 4-minute phone call.
Oh, he did.
Jake's call to that show was iconic. I sent him a text. I was like, dude, you need to get in one of those smack offs. He is built for that.
I know. He ripped on Josh Giddey, and then I think he had a Rosie O'Donnell joke in there.
Oh,
he slept in a lot of shit. Yeah, he was on fire, man. That was great. Mm.
So sorry, I didn't know. But thanks for calling.
It's all good. So, hey, you know this Bucks team and Bucks Twitter is pretty funny. It is entertaining. It's almost sometimes more entertaining than the games itself.
Well, on that, I think I'm going to send Paul Henning like a bouquet of flowers or fruit or something.
I was trying to be the peacemaker there, Bart, and it just didn't go in the right direction.
I've referenced him. He's been very adamant that Adrian Griffin gets fired. I'm still not sure why, because the first five games, like a lot of Bucks fans are so hyped up on the first five games, and then they don't see any, like they're not even caring to see improvement. And so I tell him I'd have my, or somebody, Cone said, come on the show, we'll donate money to the toy drive. And then, and he says, no, Barsh is going to dunk on me. I've never had anyone to dunk on them. I want to build my whole thing is building bridges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, you know, you just mentioned like firing Adrian Griffin, but Let me ask you a real quick Packer question. Do you want LaFleur back still if they finish strong?
I can't say no. I mean, if they finish strong, it's just like Joe Barry. If they finish strong, then obviously they've been good. So
ultimately, isn't LaFleur there not only to win games, but to develop the quarterback, which he seems to be doing. So, you know, that's
I would rather have LaFleur be good and me be wrong than me be right and fire LaFleur and have to start from scratch.
Well, even the Jordan Love pick, you weren't that huge of a fan of that. I mean, you hated it, but
it was a fundamentally terrible pick.
And do you care to comment on the possibility of Aaron Rodgers returning this year?
He is not returning. He was never returning.
It's so funny that he actually says that. I've always been a Rodgers guy, but he's just to say that is just God.
Yeah.
Drawing more attention to himself. It's just unbelievable.
All right. So this is an in-season tournament, guys. Guys, in-season tournament post-game show, guys.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so I had a point to go off of you guys talking about Henning and the firing of Griffin and people in Bucks Twitter, people getting pissed off about the game and the way that players are playing. I don't know if I know Tony, you're a little bit older than me. I don't know if any of you other guys had done any online like video game play. Like I used to play NHL with my buddy. We were in the top like 50 in the world. So the way that I see the Bucks playing is all they're doing is figuring out chemistry. And you can see it with some of those, you know, the little pass. They see a guy over there and they just, you know, bounce pass through over to a guy and he's open for a three. They're like, not everything has to be a design play, and they're just figuring out how to work together.
Let me give you a different analogy, Austin. It's kind of like when you're in college, you're going to do some dumb shit, which the Bucks do a lot of dumb shit, but eventually you're going to figure it out when you get into the workforce. So hopefully the Bucks figure it out because they do a lot of dumb shit. You know, Bart, I've criticized the Bucks and Giannis for doing questionable plays, low IQ plays, but I'm not going to get mad about it right now. Come April, I think they'll be ready. You know, if this team looks like they did the last 3 minutes of this game, which I thought they were fucking outstanding the last 3 minutes of this game.
Is that the bracket? Q's got the bracket for us.
Nice, yeah. Q.
Pause that.
Oh, no.
Well, rewind. Rewind. Let's illegally stream Bally Sports.
Yeah.
Ooh. God damn it, Q.
All right. So, Tony.
I can't see shit, Austin.
Either. No, that's fine. Hold on.
No, me neither.
You can still hear
Hey,
each other,
so
right?
Tony, going up. Well,
the West ones aren't. Hold on, hold on. The West ones aren't locked in yet.
No, this ours is though.
Ours is so Knicks. Okay, so you were right. Knicks at Bucks, and then Celtics go.
I don't
to
know
the
why
Pacers.
It keeps unpausing, but I definitely had it paused. I think they know what we're doing.
Yeah.
All right, Austin, you were saying?
So, Tony, my point is that, so, yeah, they're doing some dumb shit, but they're figuring out, like, it's not necessarily a designed plan. It's just knowing what the other guy is going to do, and it's improvisation.
Yeah.
And I think that helps wins games more so than just, I'm going to draw this one up quick on the dry erase board and we're going to run this play. Sometimes just having improv is going to help you win games. And that's what I saw in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree, Austin. Yeah. Cause I was going to say just obviously like, for example, that late alley-oop from
Hey Garrett, why is your phone having an earthquake?
Oh, I was bouncing my knee by accident. So that was
like John Daly.
Yeah. Earthquake in Milwaukee.
I thought you were really excited to be here.
Chris alley-oop to Giannis and something like that. You were saying, Austin, just players just have that chemistry, know what they want to do and something like that. And And just kind of, you know, make like even like Chris too. Yeah, he had that pass to Brook in the end. You know, he drove to the lane, found Brook open and such.
You
that...
make a great point about Middleton though. He made some huge plays down the stretch, and like you said, that pass, the facilitation, yeah. And then he made some shots.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like playoff Chris from 2 years ago. So yeah, great point on Middleton and Austin. Yeah, the Bucks do a lot of dumb shit, but they've never thrown a brick through a Little Caesars. So
hey, what the fuck?
And why are we taking? Why is Bart taking strays right now?
But what? The other thing that was good about Chris was that assist to Brooke.
Yeah,
because they were scared of Dame. They were scared of Giannis. Mm-hmm. So like it just left Brooke wide open.
You know, but, and I do think Mids does have high IQ. When the double team came, he knew that Brooke was open on the baseline. Brooke gathered and Brooke, like a veteran, gathered the ball and then dunked it in pretty easily. So I was impressed with the Bucks down the stretch, man.
And well, one thing I want to say too is you guys talking about all this stuff and learning and getting better, and there is some of that and there is chemistry, and they do like I think there was a play late where Dame had the ball and it was like a 3-on-1 turned into a 3-on-2. He gave it up to Giannis, but then Giannis chucked up a 3. And we got the ball back and it got back to Dame.
Oh,
but I think that was still like, and Dame too. Dame in these fourth quarters has been, he can be like not ass, but he's been turning it on in the fourth quarters. And I do think like of all this that we're talking about, of all this stuff that you guys say, I think there's also a part of it is the Bucks aren't really, they are not giving 100% in some games.
No. Like, because every game Griff leaves, he does not play Dame until there's 8 minutes left or less in the fourth quarter. He sits out the first 4 to 5 minutes of every fourth quarter. And I promise you, unless there's injuries or a huge lead, there will never be a time in the playoffs where Dame and Giannis are both off the court. Like right. That lineup that they had with Chris, it was like Chris, Brooke, Bobby, Ajax, and like some other, like maybe Marjan. We won't see that in the playoffs ever unless there's an injury. And we lost like a 10-point lead in like 3 minutes of that lineup.
Well, yeah. Q, hey, you know, Bart mentions the effort though, and you're a paying Bucks season ticket holder, I think. I mean, that's embarrassing. Like the Blazers first half. If the Packers play like that against the Carolina Panthers in the first half, they will lose the game. But in the NBA, you can get away with it. You can get away with your, your sins or bad behavior. They're getting away with that, Bart. The bad behavior, getting rewarded with the second best record in the East. And I don't know what kind of message that sends, but they're getting away with it right now.
Well, I mean, there's rumors that after or before the Blazers game, like the team was out for Malik's birthday. So they were hungover. But I don't know. I don't think Griff is setting serious lineups in the first half. Like we won't see Thanasis playing 3 or 4 minutes in the first half of a game again, unless there's major injuries.
So, yeah. Well,
or if they need a spark off the bench, off the bench.
But yeah, no, this is like, I think the third or fourth game this year, Giannis and Dame have combined for 60 points. I think they ended up with 62 tonight or 63.
Yeah. Maybe a little more. What are they 5-0, 6-0 when that happens?
Yeah. So, hey, if they keep doing that, they're in good shape. So
I'm going to give a professional reset. We got Garrett, Austin, Q, and Tony in Texas. I got some comments here I'll get to in just a second. I want to remind you, and I want to thank all you guys. Zach just the other night went to Tupelo Honey, downtown Milwaukee, Broadway and Clyburn, next to the public market. Just, you slide under 794 there. I think it's a block away from that hotel that opened 8 days before COVID and is now being foreclosed on. So check that out. But you can check out the Southern food. I love the grits. I got the breakfast was really good. Brunch this weekend. Tim went with the chicken and waffles. Rami and I think, had the same exact meal. We had the sriracha honey chicken, and then we shared a bowl of dessert, which was cute. It was like pudding, and then we got our spoons right before they touched. And then I just finished it. I mean, at that point, I didn't care about germs. So through the end of November, you make your reservation with Bart Winkler Show in it, 20% off. That's TupeloHoneyCafe.com. Check out the Milwaukee location, obviously. You can check out any location if you're in a city with one, but they're not. This is like they're not giving you the discount if it's the one in wherever the hell they are. Mark, this one's from Mark. Are we at all concerned that we almost lost to a Heat team without Butler and Hero?
No.
It's a good question, but nobody gave a shit.
Dude, the Heat played tough.
They played tough. Like, I mean, that's the thing we forget as much. I mean, as much obviously last year we played bad. I mean, they played good. They made the finals and such. And I mean, what did they make it in 2020 and such? So it's not like, you know, it's
Heat culture, right? Heat culture, next man up. And I honestly, I know it's kind of a joke, but I kind of believe there is something to what.
Oh yeah, what they do. It's like
I agree, Tony. I agree.
There's something to that.
Yeah, it's well, they always play, you know, the Bucks tough, and like I said, they just always make a lot of shots too and such. So I mean, yeah, it's I was satisfied to win. I mean, it's obviously on the road too in Miami. So yeah, I think that was a good.
I get the concern about it. I get the like, well, they didn't. I get that. I get how that's a thought, but my emphatic no is just I don't know. I don't care. I cared about tonight, obviously, because I am pro in season tournament now, and I want to be a part of this, and I want to see it happen, and I don't want to see the rest of the NBA go get all the attention, and the Bucks just like, oh well. Fuck the Bucks, because the teams that aren't in it, they don't know who they're going to play next week either. They're going to get randomly assigned against other teams. Like the Wizards might play the Cavs. I didn't want to be that. I want to be in the action, in the mix. Well, and it was a competitive sort of situation and it felt different. So I kind of, you know, I pumped up. I want to win that game. I don't think that we need to be like, well, we beat the Heat, but they didn't have this, or we lost to the Celtics and they didn't have this. I don't think we need to do any of that. I don't know why we are trained to want to do that. I don't know why we haven't figured this out yet.
Well, I'll tell you why, Bart, right now. It's not about what the Bucks think, it's what the Heat think. And we saw Jimmy Butler only play one half of the first game this year against the Heat.
But I don't know that any of that matters.
Well, it didn't. Last year it did. The guy absolutely torched us last year. He didn't even play in any of these games in a regular season.
I just don't think that this game, this result,
will
have anything to do with a playoff series between them.
How are they going to defend Jimmy Butler if they have to play him again?
Well that's a totally different conversation.
Yeah. No, Giannis locked him down.
Hey, everybody at the same time, please.
Giannis locked him down in the first half of that first game, and he didn't play because it was a blowout. In the second half. So I have no concerns.
In the future, I think they're going to have Giannis on him and stuff. His length frustrates Butler and such. So,
And I was going to say, didn't Giannis say something like now that he has the freedom to choose to guard who he wants to guard? Whereas Bud didn't necessarily let him just go up against the best guy.
Yeah,
they like Giannis more as a help defender.
That's good. He is good as help defender too. But obviously, yeah, if you want him to shut down someone like Butler who can get hot, yeah, you put him on him and
But Q, you and I were at that Heat game, and Tyler Hero did light up the Bucks pretty good. So I think I'm not saying it affects the Bucks, but the Heat's mindset if they do play the Bucks again is we've beaten these guys in the playoffs. We didn't have our big guns. And we took them down to the wire again. So I'm just saying from the Heat's perspective, they come in with confidence still.
So
that's my point.
Okay. I mean, I think the Heat play is tough. And historically, they have Spo who can make adjustments mid-game. And, like, if you throw a punch, he has counter punches. Adrian Griffin makes adjustments.
Q, would you give up a first rounder for Spolster right now?
No, I would keep Adrian Griffin.
Yeah,
I like him. I think
I would.
Like, I think Paul Henning and the rest of Twitter that is impatient just can't handle a coach who literally doesn't give a shit about the first three quarters of any game.
Yeah.
Like, I think in his mind, with the lineup that he has, he can make adjustments in the fourth quarter and we will win, just like we did tonight. He had the confidence to not play Damian Lillard until there was 8 minutes left in this game because he was playing cat and mouse, and he knew that he could put his foot on the gas just by putting Dame in, and he spaced out Chris's minutes so he could close the game too.
Yeah,
this guy's a doctor. Like, I have the utmost confidence in him, and I think that anybody that is worried isn't dialed in and watching every minute of every game, because whenever people are complaining in the first half that we're down or not doing well, it's because Giannis and Dame aren't playing meaningful minutes and they're not playing together. And if they're not in the game together, we're just dicking around. Griff isn't trying unless those two are in the game together.
Q, I got something to go off of that. So when they think so they're dicking around. So when like shit gets serious, they're like, okay, it's go time. And then that's when they put it together. Is that what you're kind of saying?
That's when Griff puts in a serious lineup and the team starts taking things seriously. And I think that when we have like playing these rookies is really fun. It's the perfect time of year to be playing these inexperienced players. Like even AJ Green getting in tonight's game, if we were really, really, really trying to win, he's probably not playing those minutes. But he's Adrian Griffin.
Well, I don't know. Pat was out. They needed some threes.
I mean, I don't really consider Pat like one of our big 3-point hitters.
But he's playing 30 minutes a night.
He is. Well, I will say he's a clutch 3-point shooter. But he's not. I wouldn't say
he was damn good in the finals run.
If we're trying, I don't know. I trust AJ Green as much as I trust Campaign at this point to hit a three. Really? So,
yeah, I mean,
and
is Campaign, that a lot? Is that good?
Or Bees? Like Beasley wasn't in when
Michael AJ Beasley. Green was there. Michael Beasley.
Michael Beasley.
Well, that's what Kenny Beasley, Smith called him.
He shot both of them. What did they say?
I think. Or
Kenny Smith called him that.
I guess
Michael.
My point is, I just think that Adrian Griffin is a mad scientist, and he's just kind of trying to get guys minutes. He's rewarding people for playing hard in practice. And I think it's going to pay off in the long run because these inexperienced guys are gaining meaningful minutes, and they'll either blossom into good players or good trade pieces. And either way, the team's going to benefit.
All right. I'm going to bring in Tony. I'm going to keep you here. Everybody else, I'm going to kick out. Sorry.
You can kick me out.
All right. Yeah.
Later, good to see you again. Later,
thanks
guys.
For coming back.
Talk to you later.
I won't forget you. I forgot Garrett's name. I thought it was Jeff. There he is. Tony in Texas. And I am going to bring in Hot Take Jake, who is very excited with his boy CM Punk coming back. Let me give a thought or two. What's that?
You predicted that, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Jake's whole life has been revolving around if Punk was going to come back.
I was told by a certain individual that I should just give it up. It's not happening.
That was me. I told you it was not happening.
Yeah. I was texting back and forth with Bart.
Jesus Christ. I don't want to talk about Punk right now. Okay, I want to say something. I want to say about Griff. I want to say about Griff. And I'm going to bring John in here too. Okay, we got a new crew. Hey, John.
Yo,
what's all up? Right.
I got Tony in Texas, Hot Take Jake, and John. With all this Griff stuff and all this first quarter stuff and all this not trying stuff and going out for Beasley's birthday stuff, I think we have watched the NBA long enough. Or maybe we haven't. There was a great image. Frank Madden, who I need to talk to. I need to have him on. We got to wrap about the Bucks. Frank Madden had a Facebook memory, maybe that's where I saw it, of a game, and you could tell it was shot on a shitty phone, a game he was at 10 years ago, you know, before Giannis, before any of this shit, the Larry Sanders bullshit, all that. And they were playing the Bobcats. And someone had a good comment on that, like, the problem is the loudest Bucks fans that we know don't even know what the Bobcats were. Like, they're just too young. The Bobcats? What the fuck are the Bobcats? The Bobcats. If you've never watched a Bucks Bobcats game, then you need to, as my mom would say, take a chill pill, moron boy. Okay? That's what you need to do. The NBA, these things are so volatile. Like, let's take that Blazers game on Sunday and really put it into our brains in terms of how the NBA works. The NBA 15-point leads are nothing. They're just not. We have to, like, if you're a passionate Bucks fan, and so this in-season tournament game, yeah, I was getting, like, nervous a little bit. I really wanted this win. I'm really into it. I'm getting frustrated. I see a possession where Chris Middleton brings the ball up the floor as the point guard is getting swarmed, and I'm like, this guy can't dribble. Pass it. Why is he running the point? You know, I'm freaking out too. You can't, like, I'm just saying, none of this shit. If you could just not have any opinion about the game in the first half, or at least keep it to yourself, that would make things so much smoother in Bucks land. M Shark says, I expect every shot of Dame's to go in when he shoots in the fourth. It is great to have a guy who is so automatic also.
Yeah, that's at the a great line. Point, because when Drew was playing in the fourth, it was like, oh, man. When he would shoot sometimes.
With all due respect, we're like 9-8 right now with Drew instead of Dame. I hope people know that.
You're right. And back to your Frank Madden. I'm a big Madden. I like Madden. I mean, I think he mentioned Ersan Ilyasova was one of those players in that Bucks team. And I'll tell you what, if Ersan was on this team, he would be busting his ass in these games. And that's kind of where I think you go with the Phanasis thing a little bit. I do want to see some effort during these games if I'm going to watch Bart.
Well, that's fine. I honestly think Bucks fans should not turn the game on until halftime's over.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. We've watched, you and I mean, I'm older than you, but we've watched the NBA long enough where you don't have to try to the fourth if you're talented enough to do that. And that's what the Bucks are doing. I guess that's a good sign. And they're closing these games out. I don't know what their clutch rating is. Maybe you know that, Jake, but I think they're one of the first or second best for clutch rating or something.
Nobody knows that off the top of their head unless they're a psycho. Zach says, Chris was clutch tonight. Only played 15 minutes. When he's back, it'll be fun to watch. Eliza says, normally if the Bucks fall in the fourth quarter, I take a shower. And then when I come back, they win. I didn't even take my shower. I felt that confident. It was neck and neck, but I never doubted. That's rare. So we are good. We're good when Eliza showers. Benny says, does Bart not look good in blue? Come on. Thanks, Benny. It makes my eyes pop, my baby blues. Elf Tone says, you're all speaking a crock of shit. I don't know why.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
He's an angry elf.
Yeah. There's a lot of people talking about how some of you are in here but not liking my videos. I'm going to quietly say this. But I would ask that you guys, if you don't already, subscribe to the YouTube, because I may stop promoting on a certain platform. I don't know if I can afford to, because, like, you got to go where the people are. But Jesus Christ! Anyway, Brett? John, your thoughts on the game before I get some more comments?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you have to keep in mind is, obviously it's a new coach, it's a new defensive system, but it's also just frustrating at times when you see, you know, guys guarding at midcourt and then they just give it to him for a wide open three. So, I mean, I guess in terms of, like, how would you be a fan, like, at what point of the season should we be able to criticize Griffin, I guess? When would be the appropriate time?
I think great question. I think that early on, there were some things and you're like, whoa, what is happening? and it's fine. Like, I think anytime, honestly, my answer is you can criticize Griffin at any time. To want him fired is absurd. That's my answer. To want him fired is absurd.
To answer his question, though, if they get knocked out in the first round, that's when we have concern.
Well, no, I mean, like, honestly, you see this happen in some other sports where, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work out. If Adrian Griffin took over and it was clear it was not working at all, and they could not figure it out with Giannis and Dame, and the team was losing an absolute shit, then I would think sometime after the All-Star break, that's when you could make, like, I mean, if it's bad as bad, that's when I would have all this discourse now that happened after a Bucks win against the Bulls, if it was ever going to happen, should have happened then. It's like, oh, we're not going to be able to do the fire Griffin thing. Well, let's just do it now and get it out of our system. We have all the thoughts on it. We might as well do it. If they go to the playoffs and then lose, then I think that, you know, you could fire Griffin. Maybe. If it proves to be the wrong decision, you're not going to get anybody better now than you would when the new cycle hits and there's other guys available or other assistants looking for work. So that's my answer, John. I don't know if that's acceptable or not, but I don't, like, if you want to criticize, I think the criticism is, well, we're worried that it's going to be a wasted season. There's nothing you can do about it now. They made their decision and I think he's doing fine. I don't think the words fire should come out of anyone's mouth. If people are like, oh, the shit's not working, I still think you got to give it it's an 82 game season. You got to give it a little bit of time. And if it doesn't work, and if it was a bad decision, you can't go back and take that decision away. So I don't know. I don't know. That's my answer.
Can I address, the reason I jumped on was Q made a ridiculous statement. He said he wouldn't trade Griffin for Spoelstra.
I asked the question. I would. I would totally do that.
Q said he would not. That's ridiculous.
I had taken a Delta 8 before, so I thought I was dreaming that.
You just kind of let that one slide. But I do think, and maybe I'm wrong, if the Bucks knew they had Dame, you know, in their back pocket, I don't think Adrian Griffin is the head coach of this team. Just 100%. Saying. And if they could have that one back, I think they would.
Well, you're probably right. Because they reacted where they needed to make a change. So they made a change. And that change was a coach.
Then why would they get rid of Stotts then, Jake, to counter your point?
I don't think they got rid of him. I think Stotts left.
Well, I think it was more mutual, wasn't it?
I think Stotts leaving is more about Stotts than it is about Griff.
No, I wouldn't go that far, but I think that if Harry Stotts wanted to be here, he would be here.
Yeah. If the Bucks lose in the first round but win the NBA Cup, does that save Adrian Griffin's job?
No.
Well, and that's one thing I didn't like about the Twitter discourse was, like, it was either fire Griff or Griff is the greatest thing ever. You guys are all idiots. And I don't understand why there can never just be a middle ground where, for me, it was always, I wasn't happy with the hire and I'm not seeing a lot of things that I liked early on. Let's see where this goes. But also the Bucks have to be open to making a move mid season. Like, I didn't understand people that were like, you have to give them the season at least. And I'm like,
well,
fuck
no,
that.
I laid it out like, March.
Jake,
now,
I disagree.
Now I feel like this is all null and void.
Yeah.
Jake, I totally disagree. You can't fire him now.
And no, I'm not saying right now. See, and this is what I mean. Like, people will hear what they want to hear. So what I'm saying is you have to be ready to do that if that needs to be done.
What? Who's your coach in? Joe Prunty?
Maybe. I mean,
if you want a new coach, you have to wait until there's coaches available.
I mean, who on the market right now would you want? Kenny Atkinson? I mean, who else is out there?
He was a finalist.
he was a finalist, and I like him. Bart would probably know more about him than I do, but
I actually don't. And I do want to make two quick points that are basketball related, but not really. The first point, I want to shout out Eliza, who is killing it in these comments here. She's become a star in the YouTube comments. Thank you. And I don't, I mean,
damn it, Tony. I knew you were going
there. She's motivating people to like this video to help the metrics. So she is a saint. Also, I was a little startled last night. I saw that Mark Cuban was stepping down from Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Then I saw today he basically sold the team for $3.5 billion, but he's still in control. Either he's running for president or Buddy lost his ass in Bitcoin or one of those things is the, that's the word on the street. So I just wanted to mention that. John, I answered your question. Did you have any thoughts on that or any more thoughts on the Griffin conversation?
No, I think you answered it pretty well. I did have a question for Jake, if you don't mind.
Yeah, please.
How much joy have you taken in trolling the AEW marks on Twitter these past couple of days?
I mean, I've taken more joy in reading what other people are doing, but I have trolled a little bit. There's no doubt.
Would you like, Jake, why don't you take a minute to talk about Punk?
Sure. I think Tony Khan is, if you don't know who that is, he is Shad Khan's son. He is the, I guess you could technically call him an owner of AEW, but really Shad Khan owns AEW. Tony is just, he basically got his inheritance early and he blew it on a wrestling company. He's not a businessman. He wants to be friends with everybody. He didn't make the smart business decision, which would have been keeping Punk. Also, the whole situation with CM Punk in AEW, after the first incident, if that's WWE, that's the end of it because they get everybody in a room and say, hey, we're squashing this shit. But whatever. My new favorite wrestler is Jungle Boy Jack Perry because he allowed all of this to happen. And CM Punk back home where he belongs, back in a real company, a real business. And I think even he understands that maybe he took that for granted now. That
his top five moments are in his career. The top five that I can think of right now are the pipe bomb promo, returning to WWE, getting to AEW, returning to AEW, and then maybe a Royal Rumble match when he ran the gamut for the first time.
Money in the Bank versus John Cena.
But the match wasn't. We'll talk about this. Paul and I talk about more about this on Thursday's show.
But if that exact same situation that happened in AEW had happened in WWE, like Jake said, they would have sat everybody down, get everybody in the room, and then they would have used it to make money instead of the Young Bucks all being babies and all up in their feelings.
Rollins hates Punk. I believe that, but they're going to make money.
Yeah, sure. And Rollins is an adult, and he's going to do his best for business. CM Punk is no longer working with children.
It is so, it's such a picture perfect moment of the day after Punk gets fired, there emerges a clip of the Young Bucks doing a victory lap in a half empty arena. It's just so chef's kiss. You know, they got their little victory, even though the biggest star in the company's gone. And that, you know, that might be the final nail in the coffin for AEW, where now they're going to be TNA AEW, because they don't have a lot of star power now. And if you look at Punk's return, I think they said in 24 hours got what, almost 80 million social media engagement. So, I mean, he's somebody that transcends wrestling. He's somebody that non-wrestling fans pay attention to. So I think it's a huge coup for WWE.
John, finish and then we're getting back to Bucks.
Yeah, I was at the gas station today and somebody came up to me and asked about CM Punk. So, I mean, it's just, he's all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Aaron, comment on the internet. Hot take, Coach Griff already way better than sub patterns than Bud ever did. Dame best closer in NBA. If Mid can stay on court, we're getting a Bucks tournament win and a Larry O'Brien.
Do people remember that Bud won a title? I just throwing that out there. Oh, but he had nothing to do with that. Never mind. Go on.
I'm stealing this. And I think we should all adapt it too. Kyle Kaz 87 on Twitter says Bucks in one. Bucks in one. Bucks in one.
I do like that. That is good.
Eliza, what's Griffin doing wrong? Let me know. Defense, that'll come by the trade deadline. 13-5, not too bad.
Who are we trading at the deadline? What? Who can we give up? Who are we getting?
I saw a lot of Portis slander tonight.
Yeah, no, Bobby's not getting moved. That's stupid. You guys want to see Robin Lopez getting fucking playoff minutes?
His production against good teams does not eye test seem to be as good as it is against bad teams.
Bobby?
Yeah.
I don't care. Listen, in the playoffs, if Bobby gives us 10 minutes, that's 10 minutes of non-Robin Lopez minutes. That's all I care about.
Robin's not going to play, Jake. I think you're safe.
Who's going to play? Who's their other big man? If they get rid of Bobby, who's playing?
Giannis would be your backup.
Well, we do have Jay, if that counts.
So Giannis and Brooke are playing all 48 minutes then.
Jay.
He's 6'4", Bart.
You would stagger him, Jay.
He's bigger than me. Q wants to clear up what he said. He said, I would not trade a first-round pick. Tony asked me if I would trade a first-round pick for Spo. No, I wouldn't. Anyone would trade Griff for Spo straight up.
Well,
I feel like Q, I feel like you did say
run it back. Run back the tape.
I can confirm that
he's backtracking because he realized that was a stupid comment.
It's all recorded, Q. It's on the internet.
Q does a lot of stupid things, but that's up there.
All I remember about that is Q said he wouldn't. I heard him say he wouldn't trade Griff for Spo.
He wouldn't.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
I don't think he said that. I'm pretty sure he said he would not trade a first round pick for Spo.
Surely you could play it back here, but well, you guys will hear when you're listening tomorrow or today.
Well, I can try to find it. I don't. Q, if you want to defend yourself, you can.
Also, I would take Budenholzer over Griffin. So he's won a title and has a proven track record of success in the NBA.
Who else did we go? Q says that was a dumb combo about Griff firing a 13-5 coach is dumb.
Nobody's saying oh my God, this is what I'm talking about. Listen to what people say. Don't hear what you want to hear. Listen to what people are actually saying.
Tom says we got to be better.
I heard Giannis say random the other day.
See?
Matt wants to cancel the wrestling talk.
Jump in, Matt.
Oh, you know
what?
This will be a good time.
Do something about it.
I got a Matt in the Falls voicemail I want to play.
Can't wait.
Matt in the Falls.
Hold on. Can I do my impression? Hey, Bart. It's me. I was driving on the freeway the other day, and I'm like, how fucking stupid is it that there's three lanes when there should be four here? It's really, really bothering me. All right, go on and play it.
Pretty good.
Carl, I love you, Matt.
Carl's Place voicemail line. CarlOVT.com/Bart. 402-915-BART. That is an Omaha number.
So before you hit play, can I do my quick one-line impression just to compare it?
Sure.
All right. You ready? Hey, Bart. It's me.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Bart. It's me.
Not bad.
I just want to kind of put an end to all this back and forth about council and, whether or not people should be upset and, all the analogies, if you got offered this much, so you don't even need to make an analogy. If you don't understand this and you're not upset about council going to the Bucks game, you're just stupid. You're too stupid to understand an analogy. So there's no point in even making an analogy for these people. Like, how can you not be upset about council showing up at the Bucks game? There is no analogy. You're just stupid if that doesn't bother you. That's all there is to it. I'm sorry. This is charged up because I'm sick of hearing about this.
Okay, that was it.
I mean, while I agree with the sentiment, he needed a little bit more empirical evidence rather than just saying you're stupid.
Austin, great impression. Matt says that was good. A lot of laughing faces from the comments.
It's all out of love, Matt. I love you, buddy.
All right. The other thing I want to do is I gotta go find. I can rewind my video, right? Even if I'm doing it. Can I play my? Yeah.
Oh, the smoking gun. Here we go.
I gotta find out what Q is saying.
Hey Bart, I'm gonna drop big Packer game coming up. I say they upset the Chiefs. Pack is back.
All right, who wants to talk for a minute while I mute myself and listen to this? Jake?
I would, but people weren't digging the wrestling talk, or at least Matt wasn't, so that's all I can think about. I did say to my wife
after Punk... If you two want to talk about wrestling for a minute.
Yeah, yeah. No, after Punk returned, it was like 30 seconds after it went off the air. My heart's pounding, and I look at her, and I'm like, I don't think I would pass a drug test right now. Like, that's... Something changed inside of me. And, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that, man.
It's a bit pathetic for me because I was kind of having a crab apple day before that. And then kind of after that, my attitude picked up quite a bit. And my wife was like, what happened to you? Like, what happened? And I begrudgingly had to admit that as a 33-year-old, I still get marked out and excited about CM Punk coming back. So
I'm 38, man. So, I'm right there with you. But I did want to note, it's crazy to me. And I guess this is a thing that I didn't know about. Whether it's WWE's cameras or their makeup or whatever, their lighting, he looked 10 years younger than he looked in AEW when he walked out. He looked healthy. He looked like happy. Rogers. Yeah, Bart, you texted me that. You think he looks like Aaron Rodgers. And I don't know about that, but he looked healthy and happy to me, so I'm happy for him. Yeah, it's going to be a fun little ride here. But
The only thing that gave me more excited is if... AJ Lee is number 30 in the Royal Rumble.
That could be the other side effect of all this. We get an AJ Lee return, and that would make me very happy. Just for her talent, obviously.
I mean, she was kind of the one that kicked it off before.
I think number 30 in the Women's Rumble is going to be Sasha Banks, but, we'll see what happens.
I'm having a hard time finding this.
He was on for a long time. That's going to be tough to find.
And like, if you throw a punch, he has counter.
That's part of the. I just want to see. I really think he fucking said something. All right, I think 9:40.
It was shortly before I jumped on.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying.
Or maybe
to find it.
Just after I jumped on, maybe.
Q, you there? Q. I'm back here. In the stream.
I'm saying that I answered Tony's question, which was, would you trade a first for Spoelstra? And I said, no, I would stick with Griff.
Yeah.
And like, but
I found it.
Yeah. If I said I wouldn't trade Spo for Griff, like anyone would do that. So.
All right. What happened here?
It's a Bruder film.
The Rottweiler says new Fortnite season coming out soon. Let's talk about that if we're going to talk about wrestling.
What's that?
Yeah, I don't know.
First for Spoelstra right now.
No, I would keep Adrian Griffin.
Yeah, I like him. I think
that was it.
He said for a first, yeah.
Would you trade Spoelstra for a first right now?
And no, I said no, I would keep Griffin. Adrian Griffin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk about trading straight up?
No.
Jake is accusing us of not listening and hearing what we want to hear. That's the smoking gun for you, Jake. You did the same thing to me.
So, no, I think you're wrong on this one.
Well, I'm here to clarify what I meant, and you're hearing what you want to hear. The only thing worse than your Chris Middleton takes are your coaching takes. So keep up the good work.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up. Yeah, he's done on defense, man. He's really, really bad. Fair play to him. He hit a clutch shot, but holy cow, I lose a part of my soul every time I watch Chris Middleton get posted up. Or at least the black hole where my soul used to be.
Yeah, I think the mystery's solved.
Well, I'm gonna stick to what I said, which is that he did say it.
I just played it. He didn't.
Well, that's not what I heard.
He did not say it.
Darrell Weiler, $10 donation to the show, Kitty, for more Matt impressions.
Okay, that was the Rottweiler just said, what was that, Fortnite? Wait a minute, Fortnite, what are we talking about? What is that? I don't know what is. I don't know what that is. Someone explain. But
what? Hey, cut me off as Matt. So I fucking was on Twitter yesterday. Twitter? What is Twitter?
What do you no? Someone was just talking about the Zapruder film. What? I don't. Who is that? What? JFK? I don't. What is any of that?
Jeff says, Bart, if you do not open a box of 1990 set Pro Set Live, then Santa Claus doesn't exist.
Ho, ho, ho.
I'll open up a pack.
I might have a pack here.
I got a pack.
We might have dueling packs.
Yeah.
What do I got? Oh, shit. Okay. Bart, you keep looking.
Our packs on demand.
I've just found a pack of 2004-2005 Fleer Tradition NBA.
Oh, you might get some good people in there.
All right, let's take a look. We've got... Who the fuck is this? Theron Smith? Theron Smith. All right.
Well, not Rottweiler. Okay. Wait, you opening a pack? You opening a pack?
Yeah, I got a pack. Bobby Jackson. Sixth man, Sacramento Kings, heck of a player. Oh, there we are. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What else do we got? Oh, Bucks legend, Yuri Welsh.
Holy fuck.
We've got Kenny Thomas.
KT.
David West. He was still playing like 2 years ago. The Caveman, Chris Kamen.
All right.
Nazir Muhammad, is he dead? Why do I feel like he's dead?
I'm not gonna go there.
911, Joanna, it's Jason.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Another Bucks legend in Bucks gear, Keith Van Horn, baby.
This is an awful pack.
This is a great pack, and then we got the here he comes. He's a wife beater.
Another kid card?
Yeah, what the hell? That was like a cursed pack.
All right. Tommy's, I think, is in his car. Tommy?
Tommy.
Hey, what's going on? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, welcome to the show. What's up?
I was just popping in. I like to tune in after the Bucks games every once in a while, just see what was going on. I can clarify, Q definitely did say first round pick, which I still think is a stupid take. Like, I would immediately do that. But he did not say Griff or Spo.
Okay.
Not what I heard.
Should we be excited enough to go to Vegas for the in-season tournament? Is like, that's how excited we should be for this thing?
I kind of want to.
I feel like that would be a fun time to go hang out. I don't know what the court's going to look like, if the court's going to be all fucking weird when you go there, but I think it would be like a cool trip, and I'm kind of starting to catch the same buzz for the IST.
I mean, like I said way, way earlier, the first game was interesting because it was new. Then they played shit teams, and then, okay, you run up the score, whatever. That Wizards game was there Friday. It's like, all right, we just can't lose. Just please don't lose to the Wizards. There was something about tonight. Tonight was a game. Tonight was playoff atmosphere. I know they didn't have a hero. I know they didn't have Butler. But Bam was taking over, and they had guys stepping up.
We had Crowder the first time we played them, right?
I believe so.
So, I mean, we're banged up a little bit, too, on our end. Like, we're not at full 100%. But I just wanted to pop in and say that the Bucks Twitter is absolutely insane to hate on Griffin this quick. I mean, I didn't want Bud gone, for sure. But if it meant we had to get rid of Bud to get Dame Lillard, I think we would all have taken that trade, no?
Yeah, I don't think like the storyline points. It just the Dame thing was just like John Horst hadn't like it was just I mean this reality where Dame is here is like one out of 1,000.
Well, I was just gonna say I don't think if the Dame Lillard thing came first, I think Giannis signs the extension and they don't fire Bud. That's my take.
Yeah, I don't think they would have fired Bud if Dame was here first. Because that would have been the change. They needed a change. We're like, well, yeah, all right, 2 years in a row, we need a change. The easiest change is to fire a head coach.
I also think one of the reasons for the Griffin hire was to appease Giannis to get him to re-sign. And it wouldn't have been necessary if we would have made the Dame move. And I do feel bad for Bud because he did look shell-shocked in that series against Miami. And to know what he was going through now, it just feels kind of icky. And I feel like he definitely got a raw deal.
Andrew says 8-1 since the Crowder injury, addition by subtraction. That is certainly a take.
That's my best friend, by the way. So he lives in Phoenix. He despises Jay Crowder. It's a bit now. Like, he hates him with all of his soul. And
game we lost is the game we needed Crowder the most.
You know, he told me last year when they acquired him, he's like, dude, you don't even know, man. He's so terrible. He's a shell of what he once was. And yeah, but shout out. Hey, I texted Andrew tonight. Hey, just saying, if the Bucks make it to Vegas, because, you know, that's a short drive for him in Arizona there. So I think if I went for the final, I would do it and sarcastically be so into it. Like, I would conjure up fake tears if they won and, like, be ripping my shirt off and just, you know, being an ass about it.
Austin is giving money to – he's requesting a story. He wants to hear the story of why I had to delete a tweet of a cake that had a picture of Bill Michaels on it that said, this one's from Mark. God damn it. All right, this one's from – so Bill used to make up fake emails, which is fine. He's doing a solo show. It's a practice of how – he can guide the conversation one way and it's more interactive. I really don't have a problem with the making up of emails. It's just that he never could think of a name on the fly. So he always said Mark. If he did 20 emails, 18 would be from Mark.
Shit, one you're right.
One would be like Joe, because he would just look at Joe. And then the other one would be from, like, if the Bucks were playing the Magic that night, it'd be like from Magic Man.
I mean, from Mickey.
It was just the worst.
Samsonite.
So long after Joe was gone, long after Bill was gone. See you, Jake, I guess. Bill was gone from 1250. Joe had a cake made for him for his birthday that said, this one's from Mark, with Bill's picture on it. He sent it to me. I tweeted it. Something about, like, whatever, I was being a dick and I tweeted it. And then Bill got so upset that he messaged my management at a company he got let go from. And the company took his side. So I had to remove the tweet and, like, stop talking about him. Which boggled my mind. I don't. So that's all that that's all that happened there. I don't know if that's worth $10, but Jeff says $4.99. Your 1999 Pro Set packs are on the dresser. Go clean yourself up. All right, here we go. 1990 Pro Set. Ready? My absolute favorite packs ever. There's so many errors on these cards. Are you guys ready for the excitement?
I can't wait.
I'm ready.
Tommy is numb with anticipation. Yeah.
If you get a Craig Council, you know you got to throw it away, right?
Well, these are football, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
We've got a Super Bowl. We got Mark Carrier. We got Steve Smith. Jim Everett.
Okay.
Eric Williams, Lions. Icky Woods. Brian Millard. Oh, everybody's favorite Jet, Troy Benson. JT Smith. Mike Munchak, Oilers. Carl Mecklenburg, Pro Bowl. Chris Dolman, sack leader. Ronnie Lott. Simon Fletcher. Oh, and a scratch off. Oh, and Jerry Ball. I can win a trip to Hawaii. I don't have a coin. All right, so shitty pack, I think, right?
Should have opened that while you were hosting the Rome show with the Chris Everett and Jim Everett. That would have been pretty good.
Wouldn't that have been great? Yeah, that... God damn it. I will fit into this shirt. Probably when I'm dead and my corpse is rotting. But I will fit into the shirt. All right, I'm going to open up one more pack of something good, though, because I have this saltine box of where I keep all my packs of cards.
You save the packs? You don't just open them right when you get them?
Well, I've been saving packs as I go because I want my son to open them someday if he's interested.
All the times he got to see Icky Woods play, it would really let him know.
He plays with my old toys, so
okay.
He doesn't know Juan Soto, he doesn't know Shohei Ohtani, but he knows Wade Boggs and Andre Dawson.
Okay,
so fair enough. Pretty good. I got to see if I have any cards that like are worth even opening. Here we go. Well, how about a Topps? We'll do a Topps 2001 baseball. How about that? Any good rookies in there, maybe? We'll do a Topps 2001 baseball.
There's a Bonds MVP here.
Oh, shit. 2021 baseball.
Oh, I was going to say Ichiro, maybe, 2001.
Oh, it was Ichiro. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, not a Hall of Famer, though.
Could I get, like a Jack Centurio? Is he made in that time yet?
I don't think he was there yet.
No.
Are we going to hear a deal on that this week, too? Did you see that story?
Maybe.
Yeah. Like, they're going to give him $20 million a year that he's never played?
Isaac Paredes. Paredes, I've heard it both ways. The fuck is this? Oh, okay, that guy. Miggy Cabrera, anyone? Adam. Jesus Christ. Cards are such a waste of money. Colin Moran, this fucking asshole. Kenta Maeda. Ooh, double time. We got an Omar Narvaez.
Look at nice.
Him. And we got an Orlando Arcia.
Wow, starting shortstop in the All-Star game.
And we got a Don Mattingly special edition. And we got a Justin Verlander.
He might have won the Cy Young that year.
Tyler Chatwood. Ronald Acuna Jr. Ian Kennedy. All right. There was – so the last – the sometimes I'll sell cards if I get a good one just on eBay. I got this card of this – it was – the guy's name was Ryan Johnson. And I'm like, it was a card collector. I was like, who the fuck is this? I looked it on eBay. The cards – it's like a rare special. Cards were going for $100.
Oh, shit.
So I sold it for $100.
The physical card was the card collector?
Yeah, they made like special inserts and then – that the card collectors went crazy for, I don't know. Maybe Ryan Johnson's the guy that bought it.
How much are you charging for a card of you on it in a Topps pack?
Oh, man. Could that be great?
It's got to be in a pack, special edition. You can't make your own cards.
Matt says, what on earth are we doing? I don't know. Once I get past the hour mark of a show... I don't fucking know. I don't know what I'm doing. All right. I think that's it. I think once I open up cards, I think it's time to go to bed.
All right. I'm pulling up too. All I got to say is chill the fuck out, Bucks Twitter. Chill the fuck out. It's like the third best record in the entire league. Chill the fuck out.
Do we know when the Bucks and the Knicks are going to play yet? As you're listening to this in the morning, you might... I don't think they've scheduled it yet. So unless I'm missing that, but we're going to play the Knicks again.
So, yeah,
I don't know. My guess is Eastern Monday and Western Tuesday.
All right. Later.
See you, man. It's John. Thanks for coming. Anything else that I do want to cover? The Churio stuff is interesting. I'll have more on that tomorrow. This blue really does pop. It's a shame that this shirt does not fucking fit me in any way, shape, or form. One more card, the Rottweiler for $2. One more card pack. All right. Here's one. 1994 NFL draft picks. Exclusively draft cards. This I was really saving for my son, but he probably won't like sports anyway. None of these kids do. Who's this? Ryan Yarborough? Rob Fredrickson? Eric, who cares? Trev Alberts, Nebraska legend. Oh, here's a Trent Dilfer. Anthony Phillips. Jerry Rice, rookie flashback. I think I already have that card. Trey Johnson. John. This pack sucks too. Dwayne Washington. Not good. Got a Jerry Rice, but I don't know. All right. Bucks win tonight. I'm pumped. Jesus Christ. Rottweiler. You spent a fortnight on me. This saltine box I had as a kid in my house. Like, my mom collected these, and then we got rid of all of them. So then I saw one at Goodwill, and I was like, I'm fucking buying this. Should we do one more? See, these old ones are such, like, wax pack ones. That's not worth it. Here, one more. 2020, this is a small pack. 2020 Leaf football. Yeah, the saltine box is what's worth money. T. Higgins. Joe Reed. J.J. Taylor. C.D. Lamb. Brian Edwards. All right. All right. Now it is time for bed. Thank you. The Bucks do play on Thursday. I'm on CBS that night, but I'll go live afterwards. I think Cowboys Seahawks are playing at the same time, so we can do Packers playoff situation. Yeah, we got Paul and Grant later in the week. Next week, certainly. I just hope the games aren't on when I am doing CBS Sports Radio. But, you know, them's the shakes. And then if the Bucks somehow are in the in-season tournament final, I would do a live on that. How about one more pro set? One more 90 pro set. Roger Craig. Andre Reed. Brent Jones. Packers corner Dave Brown. Mike Munchak. The rest are shit. Joe Montana. I've got 20 of this card. Garbage. All right, I salute you all. Thanks for letting me open cards on the internet after a Bucks game. I'm going to go tell my wife what I just did. I open cards on the internet, honey. That's what I do. One more pack. There's no, I don't have any good ones. I don't have any good. All right. We'll go. Show's over. Good night.